And welcome into a Monday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, we're senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. And Johnny, just when we thought it couldn't get much worse, it certainly did yesterday with a 26-23 overtime loss in Oakland.
Yeah, it's a road-weary bunch right now and a season-weary bunch. But, you know, you're sort of at that point at 1-5 where you just got to push through.
Mike Mularkey spoke to the media today. The players were off today. Gave us a laundry list of injuries from yesterday, but none bigger than Maurice Jones-Drew. He played two plays at the start of the game and couldn't return.
Yeah, and it sounds like he could be out long-term. It's hard to speculate because they don't know. Mike Mularkey said today he'll definitely be out on Sunday. After that, it's really a matter of looking at the MRI and seeing what a time frame is going to be.
Another one, Blaine Gabbert.
Sure.
Second quarter went down with a non-throwing shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. Came back for a series after doing some work on the sideline. But what's his status now?
Well, it sounds like he's in a better situation than Maurice. Mike said there's a possibility he'll probably practice this week, and there's a possibility he could even take all the reps. So they're not really looking at getting a quarterback yet, although that might be different at running back.
Yeah, running back with Montel Owens also injured, the Pro Bowl special teamer and backup running back, fullback. He's in the backfield. Had a shoulder injury too. So they might have to go find another back somewhere.
Well, you've got Rashad Jennings to start, and that's what's important. At this point, you're looking for a backup, and I'm not even sure how to speculate on it. You know, you're really looking for a guy who can come in and run and maybe function a little bit in the offense, and we'll see where that goes.
This team is headed to Green Bay this week, but it seems like weeks and weeks away with all that's happened, right?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's hard to even look at Green Bay yet. But, you know, it's been a long day, a long week for this team, and they're really at this point trying to sort out what happened yesterday and trying to figure out some of these personnel moves. So we'll see what happens Wednesday.
Players are off today and tomorrow. We'll have a lot of breaking news for you Wednesday, some injury updates, and more on Inside the Jaguars.